Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 15th of December, recording at 6:40 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, that's much earlier than usual, but I have a function to attend this evening. Okay, first let's have a quick look at the highlights for today to date. And the Asian stock markets were fairly quiet. Biggish decline for the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index, although not the broader Chinese indices, but the Hang Seng was down almost 2% today. Korea probably had the best gain, a modest gain, but it's been one of the firmest stock markets in the world recently. And Vietnam was also steady. The European stock markets have closed mostly with small losses. Slightly bigger in southern Europe because of concerns over sovereign debt issues being discussed currently by the ECB and the governing parties within Euroland. The Americas are mostly a little easier here right now. Wall Street's mixed, but it's slipped a little in the last half hour or so. Long-dated government bond prices are barely steady. An earlier rally in the long-dated U.S. Treasury futures has been all but reversed. Precious metals, no, I have to take the dollar first. The U.S. dollar is steadier here. Moderate gains across the boards. For instance, we see the euro back down to 132.69, the Australian dollar back under 99. It's currently at 98.97. Sterling is down almost... here it's at 155.80. Now, that has weighed on precious metals a little bit. Gold is trading at 1386 and a half. Platinum 1706. Silver's down 51 cents as I speak. And that's pretty much the story. Some light profit taking in most other commodities. Crude oil is just about unchanged. Okay. Copper down a little bit among the industrial metals, which are mostly easier. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, in terms of stock markets, it's been extremely good action overall. Markets have really been quite firm. Wall Street has been one of the relative strength leaders in the last couple of weeks, and it certainly liked the new realism that's emanating from Wall Street. I say that because it's the business community that really runs the U.S. economy, not the White House, unlike in China, where the government runs the economy as well. The White House needs to have the business community on side here to achieve its aims. And so there's definitely an improvement in the air there after much of the suspicion, criticism, and tension that it existed not very long ago, or up until President Obama took a much more practical approach following the midterm election results. And I credit him with doing that. Okay, so what else to mention in here? Liquidity is still quite abundant. Yes, interest rates have edged higher in the stronger economies. And more importantly, perhaps, that long-dated government bond interest rates have been moving higher and quite sharply over the last few weeks. That is a concern of mine, as you know. And while the rally in long-dated government bond yields and therefore the sell-off in long-dated government bond futures, particularly in the USA, while technically The rallying yields is technically overbought in the short term, and the sell-off, therefore, in futures prices, technically oversold in the short term. That may not matter. And those who have attended the chart seminar will be familiar with the Type 2 top and the Type 2 bottom. And that's when, following a bit of ranging activity, the market just takes off, completely breaking the previous downward trend by registering a move that is much larger and more persistent than those to which investors had become accustomed. So there is a possibility that we could see that, and if so, we'll have to deal with the consequences, which I discussed in yesterday's comment of the day in the audio. So I don't need to repeat that, I feel, at this time, but they're there for anyone to review if perhaps you missed yesterday's comment of the day. But that near-term trend, I think, is positive for equities, in the sense that we're getting a shift away from bonds by some investors and towards equities. And that has always been something that Fuller Money has mentioned as a future source of fuel for the stock market, that the stampede into government bonds was overdone. We were saying that I've been saying that all year, and that we would see the pendulum in interest swing back towards equities, not least among the higher yielding equities. Now, a concern that I have mentioned in stock markets recently has been the ranging activity, the lack of loss of leadership by the front-running, mostly ASEAN stock markets, also India. I need to add to that list of leaders, previous leaders. Now, obviously, no stock market is going to be able to lead all the time. They get overextended, as we saw in the instances just mentioned, and then they're subject to some ranging pullback and mean reversion towards the rising 200-day moving averages. Now, that falls into the category of a healthy pause or healthy correction, in my book, provided it provided the indices stay to the left side of those rising 200-day moving averages. I think that will be the case, but one can never totally prejudge these events, and they need to be monitored. But while that's a mild concern, I would also point to the relative strength that we've seen on Wall Street, partly due to the political changes that I mentioned earlier on in this broadcast, in terms of the White House listening and paying more attention to business. And therefore, that U.S. leash effect remains positive. I think that will certainly be the case through the end of the year and into the new year. And so we should, broadly speaking, see some additional gains. Which sectors will perform best is always an interesting question. Miners have been very much in play recently, and we do seem to be getting a little bit of rotation through those sectors. I'm wondering if uraniums, for instance, are due for a short pause in consolidation, possibly forming the first step above those base formations that we've seen on many of the shares that I've talked about and that Owen and I have illustrated. If so, that would be very much within the context of what I think is the new overall upward trend, and so I remain very positive towards that sector. But I'm now asking the question: has it done enough in the short term, and does it need to consolidate those gains? Quite possibly, in my view. In which case, if momentum stays with the sector, and I think it well might, then we could see some of the industrial mining shares picking up the slack, and they've been pretty steady anyway. So it's not as if they've been wallflowers here recently. Far from it. So the sector is still in form. I've already mentioned high yielders generally, and Wall Street's outperformance led by the multinational companies that are leveraged to the stronger regions of the global economy. Now, in terms of currencies, the battle royal here over whether the dollar goes up or down against the yen, or it's really a case of do the Japanese succeed in weakening the yen or not? It's been a win one, lose one struggle here on a daily basis. But today favors the dollar bulls against the yen. We've currently got that rate back up at 84.07 as I speak. I think this is the beginning of at least a medium-term trend change, and so I wouldn't be surprised to see the dollar 10 yen higher. In other words, moving back up to that would take it up to 94 yen to the U.S. dollar at some point next year. But as I said before, it's still a battle royal because confidence in the BOJ's ability or willingness to soften the yen is low, and understandably so, given all the dithering that has taken place previously. And additionally, confidence in the U.S. dollar is not all that high, although I feel it's improved somewhat, evidenced by the recent rally that we have seen against most currencies. And I think that also the new closer accord between the business community, and the White House will help sentiment somewhat towards the U.S. dollar, which is still competitively cheap here in terms of commercial interests. Now, what else to mention in terms of the commodity markets generally? precious metals are mostly ranging with a reasonably steady in a reasonably steady fashion. These look like normal consolidations. They had become somewhat overextended relative to their rising 200-day moving averages, which represent the medium-term trends. And silver and palladium were the most extended of all those. So I view this pause here as a process of mean reversion, and that's towards the MA, and that's a healthy technical process here overall. I see no fundamental reason why these trends should not continue over the medium to longer term. In other words, higher precious metal prices in fiat currencies. And I think that's likely to be the case until interest rates, both short and long term, rise sufficiently to create a real headwind for the demand in precious metals. And as I've said on so many occasions, I would not be surprised if we saw, well, I expect actually, the precious metals to eventually form bubbles, as happens with most secular trends. In other words, these start as major fundamental readjustments, markets that were previously much too weak, and that have very clear, apparent, attractive fundamental drivers, and they eventually end in bubbles, as pretty much everyone gets the message and joins. Now, that's not a bad thing necessarily. It's the nature of markets, and the most popular markets do eventually become bubbles. That is not the case today. The only genuine bubble, in my view, and I've mentioned this on a number of occasions, was the feeding frenzy in bond markets, which is why I don't like bond markets and will short most rallies that we see in long-dated government bond futures, and I'd dearly love to see one in the treasuries right now. But as I've said before, I'm not at all sure that I'll get it in the short term. I'm not at all certain that we'll see. We may get more of that type two type of technical bottoming out process that I mentioned, which would not be dissimilar to what we saw following the stock market lows in March 2009. And last but perhaps not least here, as far as commodities are concerned, the key one in terms of inflationary pressures and importance is crude oil, which remains quietly steady in the upper side of its range. But I do expect further gains over the over the medium term. And on that note, all the best to all of you.